You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined me in the studio, and on the phone we have Dawson Springs Mayor Jenny Sewell. Thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Thank you for the invitation. I'm looking forward to it.
I drove in, and there's this trailhead sign right in downtown, and I didn't know what it was about, but earlier this year, Dawson Springs was actually named a Kentucky Trail Town, and it's pretty impressive given that Dawson Springs was at one time just a phenomenal tourist destination, and this would regenerate that, I hope.
Well, certainly we do hope that as well, and it is something truly that we are energetic about and enthusiastic about our new designation as the first Kentucky Trail Town.
What will it entail? What is the whole scheme of promoting these fabulous resources that are all around you?
Well, is the question as to why has this been done, or the scheme as to what we are promoting, or
yes, what is the organization? It looks to me like you've got several destinations for mountain biking, road cycling, hiking, horseback riding, Blue Way trails. Mm-hmm. Are you working on marking these all?
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, Dawson Springs is quite unique in the setting. As a matter of fact, we are bordered by several natural resources. One of Kentucky's eight major rivers, the Tradewater River, encircles three-quarters of our city. Also, abutting our city to the south is one of the 15 major lakes of Kentucky, Lake Bashir. Also, abutting our city to the south is the largest state forest in the state of Kentucky, the Pinerol Forest, State Forest. There are also two wildlife management areas that abut our city limits. One, the first in Kentucky, the Jones-Keeney Wildlife Management Area, and the Tradewater Wildlife Management Area. So naturally, there are just a lot of natural things that connect to our city, and it was only logical that we would try to promote these interests for everyone's better health and also for an economic diversity for our community. Regarding the trade, I mean, there's just so many wonderful things I could say about Lake Bashir. It's documented as the best largemouth bass tournament lake in the state of Kentucky. It's a fish and wildlife lake, about an 800-acre lake and about 25 miles of shoreline. The gentleman that built this lake said that at the time he built it, he said, in my opinion, this is one of the prettiest lakes in the state of Kentucky, and it certainly is. The Tradewater River, again, one of the eight majors in Kentucky, has anywhere from 7 to 3 miles above what we call our mill dam that are open most all the time. It has what we call the historic river ride, which is self-guided tour, more or less, has stories of folklore that you can take a booklet with you and tell yourself these stories about the Lover's Leap and the devil's dining table and a lot of cliffs along the way. You'll also see at one point the Riverside Park, the park that was rebuilt in '99 when the Pittsburgh Pirates came and did their spring training in Dawson Springs, one of the only sites in Kentucky where a Major League Baseball team conducted spring training. That's also on the river, and we have a new canoe and kayak business. A fella named Hank Mills that would be glad to help anyone on this tour, and I've got his telephone number for anybody that would want a pencil and paper for it. Hank Mills, Tradewater Canoes and Kayak, 270-971-9425.
Excellent.
But it just keeps going, really. In the Pinerol State Forest, it's a 15,000 more or less acre forest, and in the forest, there at as we speak, are about 100 miles of trails, 50 miles of equestrian trails, 30 miles of mountain biking trails, 30 miles of hiking trails, And in the center of this 15,000-acre state forest is a Kentucky resort state park named the Pinerol Forests State Resort Park. And it has amenities in it also that just take you back into nature. It's beautiful cabins, a lodge, has a bathing beach with white sand, a campground, an equestrian campground, one prepared just for those that would come and use the 50 miles of equestrian trails. Putt-putt golf course, an 18-hole golf course, the Clifty Creek restaurant in the lodge with a special meeting room. The Pinerol Park itself has one of the top 10 trails in Kentucky. It is a hiking trail. It's called the Lake Trail, and it goes all the way around the lake. The topography varies so much in this trail. It has highland, lowland, many species of spring and fall wildflowers at the appropriate times. It has the John Thompson Cave, an area where Mr. John Thompson brought his family and settled this region years ago. It's on that lake trail. Naturally beautiful vistas, and at one point you would come over the man-made dam that dams the Pinerol Lake. There is a lake inside the Pinerol Park as well, a 58-acre lake, and the WPA made this dam. So also the lodge, it's a beautiful lodge, a lot of history regarding that and the WPA that created that park. So it's a beautiful park. It's in a natural setting. It's got 100 miles of trails all around it. And it's just sitting ready there for people to come and enjoy. Additionally, I didn't talk about the two wildlife management areas, but they are spectacular as well. The Jones Keeney, the first wildlife management area in the state, features three natural features to me that are outstanding. I always call it the Saltpeter Cave. The locals call it the Saltpeter Cave. I think someone named it the Hunter's Cave, but I never heard it called that. But it's a huge rock shelter, and normally during, I'd say, three-quarters of the year, there is a water stream that comes over the top and makes a waterfall. There is also a beautiful vista at what is called the Hunter's Bluff, where locals go and rappel. But the vista, I would say from that point, you could probably see half of Caldwell County. Just a beautiful sight. Also, it has one of few features in western Kentucky that exist. It has a natural bridge. It's my understanding that there are only about 20 natural bridges in the state of Kentucky, and most of those are domiciled in eastern Kentucky. Well, the Jones Keeney Wildlife Management Area has a natural bridge in it as well, and also an old cemetery, the Hunter Cemetery, where settlers that settled the area are still lay in rest. So it's an interesting area for many reasons, and it's a very nice place to hike. It has nice trails. To all of these sites. If you were to come into Dawson Springs, we have the Dawson Springs Museum and Arts Center, which at this point in time is closed for renovations. We're doing about $500,000 renovation project on it. But normally you could come and visit the museum and Arts Center and see whatever. They always have a very nice art exhibit up, in addition to an area that tells the history of our community. And a lot of people don't realize we were known as the health resort of the Upper South in about the turn of the century.
What did I hear? 50,000 people came through on train one summer?
In 1901, there were 51,000 destination site tickets sold to Dawson Springs.
Incredible.
In a 12-week period.
Doesn't that just blow your socks off? It's just hard to imagine.
It is. It is hard to imagine. And that all happened because of the railroad moving westward. And in that day, people were also seeking natural remedies or just any remedy for a lot of the maladies and diseases that still plagued the people then as they do today. And they found that mineral water helped many of these circumstances, and quite frankly, it still does. But rather than drinking water for instance, water retention, people today will take LASIK pills. The only problem is, after you take LASIK pills so long and so many years, it tends to lose its spunk, so to speak, on our bodies. So a lot of people are seeking more natural sources to help eliminate some of our problems that tend to come on us during some periods of our life, and Dawson Springs was such a place. And at one point in time, there were 40 or 41 hotels and boarding houses here. And, of course, that's why the Pittsburgh Pirates came and did their spring training here in 1915 through 1917.
Fascinating history. Are any of the mineral waters available today?
I wish that I could say yes. And what our overall plan would be that we would become known as the best trail town in Kentucky, and that people would come and naturally love our beautiful area, and they would say, we would love it if one of these springs would still be open, and perhaps we can find someone that would help us get that done.
Mayor Sewell, let me ask you, if our listeners come to Dawson Springs, where do they start and get maps for all of these wonderful trails?
Well, to begin with, you could look on our website. That would give them a insight into visiting to see if, you know, before they would come and visit. And they might look at our website, which would be www.DawsonSpringsKentucky.com. But if you were to travel to Dawson Springs, and you come to the trailhead that you saw when you visited, you would notice that there's a huge map and that there are some other brochures in front of or beside that map. And these are actually just printed copies of the same maps, and even more than what you would find on our website. Also, a lot of our restaurants will run specials, and they leave those brochures in there as well. So if you come to the trailhead, you would find printed maps to help someone. And perhaps someone would want to look it up on our website and then come and get a printed map if they didn't want to print it out or their printer was ailing or whatever. Yeah. But we would love to have them to come. And obviously, if they were to come, let's just say that you were to plan a trip today. I think there was a huge group of equestrians that were out here this past weekend, and this does seem to be a time that equestrians love to come, especially in the fall of the year. Well, of course, hiking as well. I mean, it's just a wonderful time to be out of doors. If they were to come to our trailhead, there would be information there, but also there would be information at the Pinnerol Resort State Park and the campground as well. They could find maps there.
That the Pinnerol State Resort Park is truly a gem. The rock wall and the interior, the great room is so warm and inviting, and it sort of is tucked back into a forest, so you don't really even know it's there unless you go there. And it's great that you're telling us about all of these things that are available to everyone in the region. I hope you see an uptick in visitation. Have you seen that growing now?
Actually, we have.
Good.
We have begun to see this. And if anyone, listeners, would like to know, I would be glad to tell them the telephone number of the Pinnerol Forest Resort State Park is, of course, 270-797-3421. And it is just a very lovely and serene place to come and enjoy a time in nature. All of the things that I have said, including, and I didn't even get to these, I mean, Lake Bashir, I mentioned that it was well known as one of the better largemouth bass fishing lakes, and it truly is. Also, our region is known for its hunting. I think 3 years ago, the largest buck in Kentucky came from the Pinerol Forest. Mm. So also in Dawson Springs, we will have differing festivals during the year. We'll have a Derby for Darby festival in the spring, a wizard convention. We have a great Independence Day celebration, a barbecue festival in July, and a Taste of Dawson Springs in the fall. So this is just a great place to come and be. We would invite everyone to come and stay with us, enjoy it.
Mayor Jenny Sewell, thank you so much for telling us all about your wonderful town. We appreciate you being on Sounds Good.
Thank you, Kate. It's been a joy.